Robert Bailey, practicing as a civil defense trial lawyer in Huntsville for the past 13 years, has now joined the legion of Alabama attorneys to try their hand at fiction. And it's not a bad start at all. The professor has believable, interesting characters, and most importantly, pace. Set in Tuscaloosa at the UA Law School, with references to the City Cafe in Northport, in Fawnsdale at the Crawfish Festival, on Route 82, halfway between Tuscaloosa and Montgomery, and with Alabama demigods as supporting cast, The Professor seems over the top in its desire to please an Alabama readership. Opening scene, The Waysider, 1969, 5:30 a.m. Coach Paul Bryant meets with a young trial lawyer, the protagonist, Thomas Jackson McMurtry. Bryant has been asked by the dean of the law school to recruit a professor to teach evidence and persuades McMurtry, a member of his 1961 championship team, to abandon a potentially lucrative private practice and take this position for a paltry $15,000 a year. Mama, in the shape of the law faculty, has called. New English professors, I happen to know, earned under $10,000 at that time. In this scene, the Bryant character is portrayed with more than respect. He is referred to as the man, as in the man set his cigarette on the ashtray 23 times in the first three pages. Tom, like Moses, simply cannot refuse the deity. Happily, young Tom will become a superstar law professor and literally write the book on evidence. But then, at 68, he is forced out by a new law school dean who wants to make his own appointments. A widower and model of rectitude, Tom is framed, accused unjustly of an improper relationship with a student, Dawn Murphy from Elba. Robert Bailey has not taught in academe, but he has nevertheless captured the viciousness and pettiness that periodically erupt in university life. But this is a legal thriller, not a scholastic exposé. The case appears. A speeding 18-wheeler hauling gasoline has crashed into the Wilcox family on Route 82, killing mother, father, and daughter. Grandmother, Ruth Ann Wilcox, asks Tom to look into the case. The Willistone Trucking Company seems suspicious. Do they break federal rules and force impossible schedules on their drivers? Do they fake the truck's logs? Is Jack Williston a really greedy scoundrel? The answer is, of course, yes, yes to all. Williston is defended by Jameson Tyler, hotshot civil defense lawyer, and the same man who betrayed Tom at the law school. Tom will partner with an ex-student, Rick Drake, and the novel morphs from a case about federal trucking regulations, which are, in fact, more interesting and important than one might think, to a full-blown murder mystery. Drake and McMurtry dig up witnesses whose testimony would ruin Willistone, but Willistone hires Jim Bone Wheeler, a truly vicious, sociopathic hitman of breathtaking cruelty and coldness, to intimidate, beat, blackmail, and murder those witnesses as fast as they are found. The novel ends, as it should, as it must, in a tense, dramatic courtroom trial, a cliffhanger with twists. As a debut novelist, Bailey is guilty of a few excesses, but the professor is truly a page-turner, and as they say, a good read.